Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores. Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Good morning. The growth in coronavirus cases appears to be slowing. Another 6,400 cases were confirmed yesterday, the lowest increase in new cases for a week. The total deaths reached 7,340 after 812 new fatalities. It comes as a national lockdown expanded yesterday to instruct non-essential workers to stay at home for 2 weeks. Foreign Minister Arancha Gonzalez said Spain's latest national figures show that the virus's upward curve appears to be flattening out. Officials are hoping that the peak of the virus outbreak is approaching, after which new cases and deaths are expected to decrease. Catalonia, the Basque region and the capital Madrid remain some of the hardest hit areas. The foreign minister also said pressure on intensive care units continues to be Spain's biggest challenge and that the new restrictions will help to contain the spread. Yesterday, a minute's silence was held in Madrid at midday to remember those who have died from the virus. European Union member states will get a slice of a €37 billion fund to help them through the crisis, money that will help reinforce the healthcare services and support small and medium-sized businesses, employed and self-employed workers, and essential community facilities and actions. Spain and Italy have been putting pressure on Brussels to act and are likely to be the first to benefit from the financial assistance. Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez and his Italian counterpart Matteo Renzi boycotted the latest EU Heads of State summit, preventing it from going ahead in protest over the union's slow response to their plight. The EU's relief fund was originally set up for helping with natural disasters, but has now been extended to cover public health emergencies. The Civil Protection Service in Mataron are active in drone usage to calibrate the temperature of people, the first force in Spain to do so. The procedure can identify whether a person is suffering from a high temperature and therefore possible coronavirus. China put the calibrate temperature measures into operation there following the coronavirus outbreak in Wuhan. The British government has pledged to spend €85 million to repatriate stranded Brits abroad. Government officials will be working with airlines to bring Britons back, and charter flights will be put on if needed. The announcement was made by the Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab at the daily coronavirus briefing yesterday. Up to 1 million Brits are thought to be stranded worldwide due to borders shutting. EasyJet, Jet2, Virgin and Titan Airways have all signed a memorandum of understanding with the Foreign Office to help travellers that have tickets booked or where routes are still available. Embassies and consulates around the world will alert any British national in their country waiting to fly home. And FC Barcelona captain Lionel Messi confirmed yesterday that Barcelona players have accepted a 70% pay cut as long as the coronavirus situation continues. He said this will enable all of the club's other employees to continue to collect all of their salary. In addition, Messi sent a message of encouragement and hope to the Barcelona fans and to all of the Catalans who are having a hard time. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.